Hello and welcome to the Latch Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Amber Ginn, and today we are going to talk all about what a good latch looks like. If you are watching this on YouTube, you might get a little bit more visual, but if you're listening to this, it's still going to be super duper helpful. When I work with my mamas, the number one issue that I have clients come in with is an uncomfortable latch. They feel like their latch is off, it's hurting, something is going wrong. So we are going to get into what a good latch looks and feels like. So if you are looking for a visual guide to what a good latch looks like, check out the link below. I actually made a super cool latch lookbook that is a visual guide for exactly what to look for and what not to look for. So let's get into it. I'm Amber Ginn, IBCLC, and empowering moms in their breastfeeding journey is what I do. Breastfeeding comes with a lot of opinions. Your doctor, your mother-in-law, that random lady at the park, and it can leave you feeling like you're constantly second-guessing yourself. That's why I created the Latch Lounge podcast, to cut through the noise and give you real, judgment-free, no BS advice that actually helps. Whether you're nursing, pumping, or combo feeding, this is the place for you to get the real support and information you deserve. So grab a drink, get comfy, and let's get into it. So first and foremost, I want to go into the discussion about breastfeeding hurting. So many people get torn apart on social media when they talk about the fact that breastfeeding should not hurt. What's the number one thing that moms come to me with? Pain with breastfeeding, right? That's the most common thing. Next, that's milk supply, but we talked about that last week. So yeah, pain with breastfeeding. I'm an IBCLC, been in practice for almost a decade. I've worked with thousands of moms, and I see moms dealing with breastfeeding pain every single day. So what does that tell us? Yes, we do not want breastfeeding to hurt, but it is so common. So when we think about this, we want to remember that optimal breastfeeding, so like breastfeeding in the perfect scenario, does not hurt. But most women, when they're figuring out how to get things going, they're figuring out how to get a good latch, how to work with their baby, how to work with their own anatomy, they're going to experience some level of pain. So if you are experiencing discomfort, don't let that discourage you. Just be curious about it and understand that shouldn't be happening, and there's plenty we can do to get it fixed. So first and foremost, let's go through what a good latch looks like. So when you have your baby on your breast, we want to be going for an asymmetrical latch. So if you think about your nipple and areola, because those are two different things, the nipple is the tip, the areola is the tissue around, like on this guy right here, if you think of this like a bullseye, this is the center where if you were shooting an arrow, you would want to hit the center right on the tip of your nipple, right? We want baby to be doing an asymmetrical latch, not a bullseye latch. We do not want baby coming on perfectly onto the boob. We want baby coming on chin first and up and over. So you want to have less of the areola, of the top of the areola in baby's mouth, and more of the bottom of the areola in baby's mouth. That's what we want to see, asymmetrical latch, not bullseye latch. From there, we want to make sure that baby's lips are flared out. So if you think of those old flare leg pants that used to be really popular back in the day, that's what we want baby's lips to look like. We don't want some janky situation where something is flared in the back and the top lip is not flared. We don't want bottom lip really flared and top lip really like crunched in and curled under. We want a nice big flare on both sides of baby's mouth. We don't want any tuck on top or bottom. If you are noticing that you're getting a bit of a tuck on the top, you can use your finger to gently roll that lip up. If it snaps right back, we want to be curious about what's causing that. If it won't move at all, we definitely want to be curious about that, because that is not a great sign and could be a sign of some sort of restriction going on, or at the very least, something that we need to do with positioning. From there, we want to be sure that baby's chin is making good contact with your breast. So that's going to be what makes contact first. And then from there, the top lip is going to come up and over. If baby's nose and chin are making like an equal amount of contact with your breast tissue, that is not ideal. We don't want that happening, because that's not going to have the right asymmetrical amount of areola in their mouths. If you are noticing that baby's nose is making some contact with your boob, we want to look at One big thing, how big are your boobs? If you've got really big boobs and they're just going to be all up in everybody's business, then that's not a bad thing. That's not the end of the world. What we don't want, though, is for a baby's nose and chin to be making equal contact, except for in that situation, if you are very well endowed, because in that case, it can be really hard. So if you're doing that, trust that if you've got that asymmetrical latch and things are feeling good, if some boob tissue is making contact with baby's nose, we're not gonna freak out, because if everything else is looking good, that's not the end of the world. So we definitely want to be sure that from there, we are looking at how is it feeling? So as I said, we don't want pain. We don't want pinching. We don't want to take baby off the boob and then we see our nipple looks like a tube of Revlon lipstick. We do not want that at all. So some things that you can look out for baby that will tell you things are not going good is that baby's cheeks look sunken in. We do want to see baby's cheeks look full. We don't want to see baby's nose making equal contact with the chin, except for when I said, in the case of the ladies who have big boobs, some contact is okay. As long as it's asymmetrical, that's okay. We definitely want to be sure that we're looking for nice full cheeks, asymmetrical latch, and some space with baby's nose. That's really, really important. So from there, the next thing we want to get into is what does the seal and suction look like? We want to make sure that that flared lip situation is definitely happening, but we want to make sure that there's a good seal. We don't want baby sucking in a lot of air. We don't want to see milk dripping out of the side of baby's mouth. We want to be sure that that seal is really, really good and that their suction is really good. So what does good suction look and feel like? Flared lips for one. As far as feel goes, you definitely want to feel some tugging, but no pinching, no pulling. So those are going to be the things you really, really want to keep an eye out for when it comes to secure seal and suction. So what you don't want to see, same thing like I said earlier, you don't want to see a bullseye latch. You don't want to see baby's chin tucked. You don't want to see baby's chin close to their chest. I'm going to give you that good unflattering double chin situation. You don't want the double chin happening with your baby. You want that front line open, which is why we want to make that chin contact first. And that's really going to be super duper helpful. If we're seeing that their lips are curled in and tight, that's definitely going to affect their ability to get a good seal and to have good suction. So the next thing that I really want to get into that I see so much information about now, which I'm so glad that people are at least talking about, it is body alignment. So while I'm so happy that everyone's talking about belly to belly, rolling baby in, that's so great. But a lot of times we're missing very important pieces on what really makes that effective. So belly to belly is super awesome. That's what we want to be driving for. That is what we want to be going for sure. But you can have baby belly to belly with you and their shoulders rolling out, or their hips are rolling out, or something else is happening that is not ideal and is going to give you a heck of a hard time to get a nice, deep, comfortable, effective latch. What you really, really want to look for is a straight line from baby's crown of their head down through their ear, down through their shoulder, all the way down through their hips. In the Latch Lookbook, it shows you exactly what to look for to make sure that you're getting that alignment that is ideal and optimal and is going to give you a good latch. If any part of baby is rolling away from you, that is going to be creating tension and pulling baby off of the boob, and it's going to prevent you from getting a good latch. So make sure that you're definitely focusing on that. So with body positioning, we can't really talk about that without also talking about positioning in general, breastfeeding positions. I have so many moms ask me, what's my favorite breastfeeding position? The only way I can answer that would be, what's my favorite breastfeeding position with my baby? Because my body, what's comfortable for me, what's comfortable for my baby is going to totally be different maybe than what's comfortable for you. And what was comfortable with your first baby could be different than what's comfortable with your second. So just make sure that you understand that there's really no one way to position your baby for breastfeeding. But if I had to pick, I would say my favorite position is the position that seems to be either not really known about or heavily misunderstood, and that would be laid back breastfeeding. Laid back breastfeeding is so freaking amazing, and it has been revolutionary in fixing bad latches with my clients. If you can lean back and let baby come onto you, then you're going to have an easier time because you're not going to be fighting, pushing onto them, trying to deliver your breast to them. You are going to have just such an easier time. So laid back breastfeeding is my favorite. From there, any kind of position that allows you to have good control of the situation, and I'm doing air quotes there if you're listening to the podcast, control of the situation. We definitely don't want to be fighting with baby. We don't want to be pushing on them and pulling on them and having them buck up against us, because that's not going to help. But whatever positions make you feel like you have a good amount of control, you feel like you have enough hands. If you're ever feeding your baby and you're like, I wish I was an octopus right now because I do not have enough hands for this business. Like, I need at least a couple more people in here. If you're feeling like that, then we want to tweak positioning. We want you to feel like you're in control. You have enough hands to do what you need to do. From there, I would say my biggest tip with having control is to understand that your baby wants to eat. Everyone likes to accuse babies of being lazy, and I totally get where you're coming from. I've felt that way with my babies, but they're not. They're not lazy. They're smart. They're clever, and they don't want to work harder than they have to. So what we really want to do when it comes to getting a good latch is set our babies up for success. And understanding what a good latch looks like is the number one way to set them up for success, because we can put ourselves in positions that really help baby succeed. With that said, I do want to say that remember, when you're breastfeeding baby, you want baby to come to you. So much easier to say that than to do it, because as mamas, we are so giving. We want to make things easy for them. We're like, stay there, honey. I'm going to bring this booby to you. But you are really going to be working against yourself when you do that. We want to let baby come onto us. We want to trust that they want to eat. We want to trust that if we got that latch and it wasn't great, we can unlatch them and we can try again. We don't want to feel like we're playing an arcade game and you go to throw the ball, and if you didn't get it in right then it's over. You lost your chance. Latching your baby is not like that. You can get a bad latch, use your pinky, gently unlatch, get baby back on the boob, try again. They want to eat. They want to work with us. They are clever and so well designed, and they want this to work too. So just trust that your baby is not working against you. Your baby is not on the other team. Y'all are on the same team, and you want the same end goal, which is effective, comfortable, joyful breastfeeding. So just always remember that. You can try again. You don't have to feel like if you missed your shot, it's like that scene in the Titanic where like the doors are closing and like if the guy doesn't like get underneath, then he's trapped in the water, you know, whatever, forever. It is not a situation like that. Make sure that you remember you can try again. So as far as body alignment, what we do not want to see there is baby's shoulders rolling out. We don't want to see that one side of their face is unevenly smushed into our boob. As babies get older, these rules change. When you are doing gymnastics with an older baby, your mileage may vary. Like if things are feeling good, if you made it that far, you clearly know what you're doing. But I'm talking about for newborn babies. We don't want to see their faces smushed. We don't want to see part of their nose being covered. We don't want to see any of that. We definitely want to see them nice straight line. So if we're having hips rolling out, if we're having shoulders rolling out, we want to get curious and we want to get that fixed. From there, the last thing I want to talk about, if you have a baby who is probably going to be really good at Muay Thai one day, aka when you try to latch them, they're doing all these like boxing moves and they're like smacking and doing blocks, know that that is normal. Your baby is not trying to fight you. It's not intending to smack your nipple out of its mouth. It's just testing out its reflexes. So my biggest tip is to let your baby have their arms around your boob like they're trying to give it a big old hug. Easier said than done sometimes, but understand that trying to pin baby's arms down in a swaddle is almost always going to work against you, and it's typically only going to make them more frustrated. If for whatever reason you want to feed your baby in a swaddle and you're getting a good latch, right on. Keep on trucking. That's great. But if you're struggling, let's probably loosen up their arms and let them use their arms, because their primitive feeding reflexes are heavily intertwined with their use of their arms. So in closing, my last tip for a really good latch and what you want to do to help set yourself up for success is keep that baby naked. Not literally naked, because we don't want to ruin all of your sheets and clothes, but diaper only for the first week if you can. I know those newborn outfits are so stinking cute, and you cannot wait to dress them up in those little frilly butted dresses and those cute little suits or whatever it is, but let's put that on pause and let's keep baby in the restaurant near your boobs. On that note, keeping those boobies out those first few days can be really great. I know we don't want milk leaking all over the place, but if baby's on your chest, as close as they can be, making skin-to-skin contact is so, so important. That's going to let their primitive reflexes really be kicking off really good, and it's going to allow your body to pick up on their cues early. They're going to be able to communicate with you well because those cues are not being cut off because they're too warm or too comfortable, for lack of a better word. We really do want them to be in touch, and if they're dressed down, they can really be in touch, and that is so, so helpful. Finally, skin to skin is not just for the golden hour. Skin to skin is so important. I literally encourage clients who have 6, 12, 18-month-old babies, if they're having a struggle in their nursing journey, let's do some skin to skin. It is so good for you and it's so good for your baby. So please do not sleep on skin to skin. It is so good. Keep that baby in the restaurant, keep them dressed down in their diaper, and do all the things that we talked about here, and you will be having a much better latch. As I said, the Latch Lookbook, very inexpensive buy, super duper valuable, is going to show you exactly what to look for and what to avoid. Check that out in the link below. I really hope that you guys got a lot of value from this podcast, because that is really me dropping some condensed decade-long acquired knowledge to help you get that good latch. We want things to feel good. We want you to be feeling good. So if anything's off, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always here to support you.
That's it for today, Mama. If this episode helped, don't stop here. Get even more support at thelatchlink.com. Need one-on-one help? Did you know your insurance covers free lactation care? If you have Aetna, Anthem, Cigna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, or UHC, you can get free virtual lactation care right from the comfort of your home. Check your coverage and book your session today at thelatchlink.com. And if you're looking for instant help with latch issues, grab my course, Latch Legend, for step-by-step fixes you can use right now. If you love this episode, subscribe and leave a review. It's the best way to help other moms find the support they deserve. Until next time, trust yourself, trust your baby, and know you are doing an amazing job.